With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal Sachs. Monterey County officials say they're ready for a Trump administration immigration crackdown. At a news conference in Salinas Wednesday, they presented a united front. KAZU's Scott Cohn was there.
The event brought together county government and business leaders. Sheriff Tina Nieto said she was speaking for every local police department.
Our role in law enforcement is not to enforce federal immigration laws. It is to protect all residents of Monterey County.
First District Supervisor Luis Alejo says this time is different from the first Trump administration.
It's likely to be worse than 2017, but that's why we're together. We need everybody's help. We need to strategize together, plan together.
The county has new resources this time around, including new staff, funding, and a newly strengthened ban on using county resources for immigration enforcement. In Salinas, Scott Cohn, KAZU News.
The Santa Cruz City Council has approved a $155,000 recovery package for the wharf. The funds are meant to ease the economic burden on affected businesses and employees after a partial collapse closed the entire wharf for 12 days. At a council meeting Tuesday, Santa Cruz Economic Development Director Bonnie Lipscomb said business losses are estimated between $800,000 and $900,000.
The wharf is safe. We want people to come and shop and dine on the wharf and support these businesses and support our almost 400 employees that work on the wharf.
The recovery funds will pay for free two-hour public parking on the wharf through February, radio and other media promotions, rent relief for businesses, and gift cards for employees. This is KAZU News. I'm Elena Neal Sachs.